In this bulletin, Western Australia avoids another lockdown. The May budget to include a $1.7 billion childcare package to get more parents into full-time work. And a man who made a significant contribution to the Geelong Football Club dies at the age of 83. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Western Australia will not be going into lockdown. The state has not recorded any new locally acquired cases overnight, and Premier Mark McGowan says health authorities are continuing to investigate how a hotel quarantine security guard became infected with COVID-19. He and two of his seven housemates tested positive, and all are in quarantine. Mr. McGowan says the government has decided to ban spectators from the AFL Western Derby in Perth because having 45,000 people in a stadium is too risky.
I understand people will be disappointed. Some people will be frustrated, but the decision has been made on health advice, and we have tried to communicate this as quickly as possible.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is defending its travel ban, which includes fines or jail for travellers returning from India. From tomorrow, people will be unable to enter Australia if they've been in India in the past 14 days. Flights are suspended between Australia and India until at least the 15th of May, and the ban is designed to stop people returning via third countries. Senator Payne says the ban is temporary and is designed to relieve pressure on the quarantine hotels and the Howard Springs facility near Darwin.
The experience we had had in the month preceding this decision was that 57% of the positive cases in quarantine had been in arrivals from India. That was up from 10% in the previous month. It was placing a very, very significant burden on health and medical services in the states and territories and through the quarantine program.
India has started vaccinating all its adult population, but a shortage of vaccines is hampering the vaccination drive. Several states have reported they don't have enough doses to meet the demand. India became the first country in the world to report more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases in a single day and recorded 3,500 deaths. The country is facing acute shortages of oxygen and hospital beds, with its health system overwhelmed by the pandemic. This month's federal budget will include a $1.7 billion childcare package aimed at getting more parents into full-time work. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has outlined a package that's mainly aimed at low and middle-income families earning $130,000 a year or less. The childcare subsidy for families with two or more children aged five and under will increase to a maximum of 95%, up from 85%. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the package is designed to get more people back into the workforce.
They're an investment in making our economy stronger and boosting female workforce participation. It's Treasury's estimate that the measures we are announcing today will help boost GDP by around $1.5 billion a year, and we'll see up to 300,000 hours a week worked additional than what is today.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Scott Morrison has missed an opportunity to fix the problems that his own childcare policy has created.
It's interesting in the media release that the government now acknowledges the problems that are there in the system, that when we announced our cheaper childcare policy in last year's budget reply, they said didn't exist. They've acknowledged that there's a disincentive there, particularly for women, to work a fourth or a fifth day. They've acknowledged that this is a handbrake on the economy.
Mr. Albanese also said that the government hasn't acknowledged the increases in childcare costs, which have now reached the point where Australia has the most expensive out-of-pocket childcare costs in the developed world. Fans of Oscar-winning actor Olympia Dukakis have left flowers on her star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame following her death at the age of 89. Dukakis is best known for her role in the 1987 romantic comedy Moonstruck, where she plays a middle-aged mother who advises her headstrong daughter on matters of love. Dukakis died at her home in New York after months of failing health. A man who made a significant contribution to the Geelong Football Club has died at the age of 83. Businessman Frank Costa was president of Geelong from 1998 to 2010, and during his tenure, the club restored its finances and won three premierships in 2007, 2009 and 2011. Frank Costa received the Australian Sport Medal in 2001 for his significant role in the AFL. He was awarded life membership at Geelong in 2011 to recognise more than 30 years of involvement with the club. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 25 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 19. Melbourne, showers increasing, a top of 20. Hobart, showers and 17. Canberra, morning fog and showers with a top of 21. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, possible smoke haze, 26. Newcastle, sunny and 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, 25. Cairns, similar conditions, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.